I will do the laws of Shema. We are up to in chapter 67, Samach Zayin. And here the laws are dealing with Samach Zayin, Din Sofik Im Kore Kriya Shema. What happens if you're in doubt? This is the law, if you're not sure if you read the Shema. And Uvoy Beis Ifim, it has two subsections dealing with the issue if you're not sure that you read the Shema. So, subsection 1, Aleph. Sofik kore kriya shema, sofik loy kore, tzorich lachzer velikris. If you're not sure whether you read the Shema or you did not read the Shema, you need to read it again. Why? This is a very important rule that we always know. Mipnei shekriya shema humin ha-Torah. Reading the Shema is a Torah obligation. Whenever we have a question about a Torah obligation, the sofik shel Torah hilahachmir, a doubt of the Torah, we are to be stringent. The general principle is, if it's a doubt from the rabbis, which means if you're not sure whether you did something which is ordained by the rabbis only, then you can be lenient and not do it. But if you're in doubt by something which is a biblical command, since the reading of the Shema is a biblical command, and that's why one need to read it again, if he's in doubt. However, but here he says like this. Even according to the opinions that say that it's only the first verse, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is the Torah obligation. Another opinion, or the other opinion says that the Parsha Rishayna Bilvad, it's only the first section from Shema to Levisharecha is from the Torah commandment. But all the others is not a Torah commandment. That is added from the rabbis. So yet, and the rest, these opinions say the rest is been instituted by the rabbis. Still, you still need to go ahead and reread all the three sections. Because you're going to say, let me just reread either the first verse or the first portion. Why should I do everything? The rest is only from the Rabbana. That's not from the Torah. So he says, Shekach hoitza takona. Because this is the way the takona was. Very interesting. He says, Shekolz man sheyikra kriya shema shel Torah, that anytime you're going to read the Torah Shema, yikra kolagimu parshis, you should read the three sections. So the point is, actually, from the Torah, you're only obligated to read what? One part. That's why you got to reread it. But anytime you're rereading the Torah, then all of a sudden, the rabbis say, well, read the rest of it, because that's been that our institution. So you're not reading it because you may have forgotten. So what is the reason why we have to read the whole Shema? Because the rabbi said, anytime you're going to read the Torah Shema, you got to read the whole thing, because that's where we instituted it. So you're not rereading it because you forgot it before. No, because you have to read the Torah part. Once you have to do the Torah part, you got to do the whole part.
See, I was going to ask, even if you realize, oh, I did read this, do you still have to continue reading it?
No, that's not real. No, then you wouldn't have to. You go, no, tamze, but here, for that reason, you also would need to repeat and make the blessings that precede the Shema, that follow the Shema, im nistapik lo imomrom, if you're not sure if you said it. You're not sure. I mean, it sounds a little bit too strange. A person doesn't know if he davened, if he didn't do the blessings that before the Shema or after the Shema. I mean, what kind of a scenario would that be? I mean, kind of hard. A person doesn't remember if he davened today. It's not like it's not like you forgot, did you take your pill today or not? But it's like more. All right, maybe, okay, I don't know. Maybe he was thinking about something else, whatever. But if he's not sure, now, that, of course, Alpha P Shabrochis Medivre Sofrim. The brachas are based on the words of the scribes, which means it's from the rabbis, the blessings. It's not from the Torah. For this was the way it was instituted. That whenever you're going to read the Shema from the Torah, afilu mipnei asafik bilvad, even if just because you're in doubt, koyrin oiso bebirchoseho, you read it together with the brachas. Avol im yoideya shekoro, but if you know that you read it, which means you know you did the Shema. But your only question is Elo Shemesupik in Berech Lefoneo Velachero. You're not sure if you made the previous or in the end brachas before the Shema. Lo Yachzer V'Yivorech. Then you should not make a bracha. Why? Shesofik brachas lahakil. Because when you're not sure if you made a bracha, we don't make a bracha. We don't say it again. Sofik brachas lahakil is to be lenient, not to say it. This is another. I'm just thinking out loud myself. I mean, I'm going to say there's making a bracha, which is instituted by the rabbis. If you say a bracha, you have to be sure that you have to say the bracha. Because if you're not sure that you have to say the bracha, you're saying Hashem's name in vain. That's a prohibition. The Torah does not allow you to mention God's name in vain. That would actually be a Torah prohibition, perhaps, of just saying God's name in not in the context of making it making a bracha on it. It would be prohibited. So therefore, we say, if you're not sure if you made a bracha, you never make the bracha. So, if you're not sure whether you did the Shema, and you have to do the Shema again, then we say, do the brachas again, because this is the way that it was instituted. But if you know you said the Shema, but you're not sure if you said the brachas, then say, don't say the brachas. But it seems like, not only don't you have to say the brachas, because when you're not sure something from the rabbis, you don't have to do it again. But in this case, it seems it would be even worse, because you would be mentioning God's name maybe wrong. So it's not just saying something extra, but you cannot really mention God's name. Say a bracha only if you're sure that you have to make the bracha. You can't say a bracha if you're not sure you have to make the bracha. Now what happens, im super gam b'parshas tzitzis, im kora b'kriya shema, im lav. If a person is in doubt, he's not sure about the portion, the section of tzitzis, the last portion, whether you read it with the Shema or not. Tzorich lachziv l'kroiso im birchas emes v'yatziv shele achareo. Then you should read it again together with the emes v'yatziv, the following bracha that follows it, shu gamkim besofik im omra. Because that's also questionable whether you said it. That would be a suffix of the Torah. Why would this be a suffix of the Torah?
Suffix means
a doubt, a question whether the Torah tells you. Why would this be a doubt from the Torah? Shema, we know the Torah says you have to read the Shema twice a day, but the Torah doesn't tell you about these. But coming from Pesach, we know that there is a mitzvah to mention the portion of tzitzit. Why? Because it has
Mitzrayim.
And the Exodus of Egypt is a mitzvah to mention every day, in the morning and the night. That's why we read it. So, and the same thing is Arvis, it's a positive command to mention the Exodus of Egypt every day, by day and by night time, as the Pasuk says, you remember the days you left of Egypt. It says all days of your life. What does it mean, all days? Not the days of your life. The days of your life without all would include just the days. All days is lahavi. Halelis, that's coming to include also the night times. So v'kivon. So now, since you're not sure whether you said emes parshas tzitzis, so maybe you didn't say the rest of it. V'kivon shu mechuyim la'askir yitzis mitzrayim ibnei asofik. Since you are obligated to mention the Exodus of Egypt, because you're not sure, tzarich la'askira bebrocha ubenusach shtikn l'chachamim. So you have to mention it with the blessing and in the language have been instituted by the sages, shu birchas emes v'yatziv, which is the blessing of emes v'yatziv. So then you would start with v'yatziv, you start with portion tzitzis, and you finish up from there with the rest of the bracha.
We see that in the Haggadah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's from the first chapter in brachas.
Yeah.
The Yeshloi, the Rebbe answers over here in the adds in the parentheses over here, Yeshloi Lachzer Gam Parshas Tzitzis Shehi V'emes V'yatziv. And he should also review the portion of tzitzis which is shehi ve'emes v'yatzivim dover echad u'mitzvah echas, because they are one mitzvah together with tzitzis and one mitzvah. I'm not sure exactly what he's saying over here. Now, the thing is like this. I have to figure out exactly what he's saying here also. But Altrebi mentioned earlier that perhaps the portion of MSV, the tzitzis, it's based upon a Torah commandment, but if a person just mentioned, like in the before, the portion of the thing he says, he took us out of Egypt, he's already fulfilled his Torah obligation. In other words, it is initially instituted for the Torah obligation, but you can fulfill that part of the obligation anytime you mention it. You don't have to read the whole thing. I think what he's saying over here is that even though the mitzvah is only to mention the Exodus of Egypt, so if you're not sure if you did the whole portion, why should you start from the beginning? Yomer Hashem al Moshe Lamer, because it talks about tzitzit, that doesn't talk about Mitzrayim. Why don't you just start from the piece that talks about...
I wondered that myself.
That's what he says. He should also go... So you shouldn't, if you're not sure, don't just start from the section, Lamam Tizker, Yisim Tzitzcha Meretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha, just to bring down the part of Exodus of Egypt, but you do already the whole portion of tzitzis, and that, because that portion with the emes v'yatziv is one thing and one mitzvah, so I'm not sure exactly what language is that and emes v'yatziv, that with the exit of Egypt. So I have to look in a little bit more exactly what it means over here. There's also a Kuntres Achan over here. Need to look in a little bit more. But let's finish up this. Sitaki says, if you already said some verse of Exodus of Egypt, or you said some sort of a law, in which the Exodus of Egypt was mentioned. So before you did this, by the time you remember that you may have not said it or not, you already fulfilled your obligation of the Torah of mentioning Tzitzis Mitzrayim, because you mentioned it through a pasuk or through halacha. Yotzidei chavosu min ha-Torah. So then you fulfilled your obligation of the Torah. V'nasi b'chsem z'yatziv sofik divri sofrim. Then it becomes a sofik from the Rabbanon, ula hakel, and we're lenient. As we said before, Safik Brachas Lahakel. See, there's a difference. Again, I'm emphasizing, before it says the Safik of a Bracha is Lahakel, and here's Safik Divrei Suffering Lahakel. See, because by a Bracha, it's more than just a Safik Midrabanon. You don't want to say Hashem's name, but it's also a question of Midrabanon. You don't have to say it. Yesh mi sha'imer. Some people say, of course, if you already said the song of the ocean, which means splitting of the sea, we said Oz Yashir Moshe. So talking about somebody who's davening and he already said Oz Yashir before, even though that doesn't talk about the Exodus of Egypt, but that's part of the Exodus of Egypt. They say, of course, that you fulfilled your obligation in a Torah, so then you would not say the blessing again of Emes V'yatziv.
What does Lahakel mean?
To be lenient. Which means that then you don't say. But again, I just want to point out what I'm a little bit, besides that parenthesis, which I'm not so clear, but there's two parts. Again, I'm trying to say there seems to be two parts why, when there's a question of the rabbis, number one is, we're saying, a question of the Torah, do it again. A question of the rabbis, you don't have to repeat. That would be and just across the board, anything. But then there's an additional thing when the rabbis say to make a bracha. Over there we have another reason not to repeat the bracha, because if you're going to say the bracha, you might say Hashem's name in vain. So in addition that your own can't obligate you to do it, there's also a problem with doing it, is because you're mentioning Hashem's name. So the first time the Alter Rebbe mentions it earlier, he says Safik brachas lahakel. That would mean the blessing would make lenient. Here it says the lashon because Safik divrei suffering. I'm not sure if that is, you know, different, or maybe it's the same thing. Let's finally do one more subsection here. Subsection 2. V'im yudua loy shekara pasuk rishon. If you know that you did read the first pasuk, or feel a parsha rishon, or even if you know you did the first portion, first section, either the first verse or the first section, u'mesupik b'shniya, and you're not sure about the second one. So in that case, it seems like it may not be even a question of the Torah. It's only with the Rabbanan, because for the Torah you fulfill your obligation. So still, he says, "Tzarich lachzor likrois l'divrei hakoyel." You still should go ahead and read it again, according to all opinions. Even if those who say that it's from the rabbis, those parts, you still need to say it again. Why? Because this was the way the rabbis instituted it. That we should treat it like Shema of the Torah. The rabbis in this case made it more stringent than the usual rabbis. They treated their two portions that it should be equal to the reading of the Torah. Le'inyan, as far as for the, which aspect of it, le'inyan, for the aspect for that aspect that you would reread it when you're in doubt, just like the Shema of the Torah. So even if you know for sure that you did the first section, first verse, the first part, according to some opinions, you've done everything the Torah requires you to do, yet, if you're not sure if you did the other parts, even though normally we would be not required to do so, but here the rabbis instituted it in such a way that you'd still be required to do it over again. That's the way they instituted it. But that definitely does not apply, as we learned earlier, to the brachas.
Right.
Because the brachas, if you're not sure that you have to say them, they are midrabbanan, and you don't say them, either because Safek Rabbanan Lekula, you go lenient, you don't say it, or brachas lakal, you don't want to make the brachas.